I have three shortish poems. The first one was written a few days after I read of the passing of Ferlinghetti, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, in, I believe it was February 21st, February 22nd, 2021, at the age of 101, bless his soul. It refers to a poem he wrote called "I Am Waiting for a Rebirth of Wonder." It's a really wonderful poem, and just makes no pretense to match it. The white cherry blossoms are finding the bees this warm February afternoon. A century of Ferlinghetti's life, clearly, passionately waiting. He would grant to this, would he not, unqualified rebirth of wonder? More than enough to find a place in his great heart for the anticipation of the dark red fruit, the slippery stone spat high into the sky, casting out as if from a boat near the shore for the yield of another life. The next one is titled "Fanny and Alexander." It refers to that movie by Ingmar Bergman. I don't know if many of you have seen that. An element of that movie is a section from Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet in E flat major. And if you know anything about the movie, this may make sense. If you don't, I hope it can stand on its own a little bit. With Schumann, the heart's blood flows through the spacious, the intermittent silences. Did he know we would be so young, not far from the womb in the scheme of things, and so hungering? And to think of him, even as we hear, is to slip undefended into a river, his and his alone. How visit him toward the end? How take this hand to his heart and say, "Stay, please stay"? He made sense to how many boys hiding under the table, listening hard, wondering. He left these notes. He left this water. And the third one is kind of an ongoing project I've worked on, and actually, Jeff Hippolyto, I think, alluded to something like this when he spoke last time. He said that one of the books he was planning for the fall was to touch on Owen Barfield's what he called paraphrases of the Calendar of the Soul. And if I understood Jeffrey correctly, he was going to do maybe something in that same general area. And Owen Barfield's paraphrases are actually wonderful and imaginative translations. What I've done just uses the Calendar of the Soul verse as a stepping off point to do some things. So I don't know whether it's sacrilegious or not, but it's called After Soul Calendar Number 10. So this is from a couple of weeks ago. One day you'll come to recognize a being of God felt you now. Future and past set you down gently in the present as if they cared for you. One day you'll know what once you knew before. Do its hands pass through you, seeking for what is or isn't there? On the verge of summer, what knowing passes to these beings, passes from them to us? Their hands, perhaps, are tasked with ceaseless forming, exampling us. Does a God lay into our own being the capacity to survive him?